It's a familiar stretch of road to so many, but where the flying of flags has again created estrangement and tension. Right along the road they fly Union and Northern Ireland flags, alternating on lampposts on each side of this main thoroughfare. And it's not the first time community tensions have been stoked by this issue. This time last year, police said any further erection of flags would be treated as a breach of the peace. And community representatives here were told that. Alliance councillor Emmett McDonagh-Brown says people want to know why the police have reversed that decision and failed to stop the flags being put up this week.
And very often the people who erect flags are happier to do it in the cover of darkness rather than in the transparency of the day. And it just contributes to a sense that it's done without community consultation, without seeking the support of people who live in the area, and it's something which is not universally welcomed. If people do want these flags to come up, then let them produce the evidence that they've asked the community, and that's what has been requested. The constituents have raised contact with me about it and are looking for some answers from the police about why they've changed their position from last year, where they'd indicated that further erections would be considered a breach of the peace, and that is now apparently not the case, and residents are concerned as they had expected that it would.
Well, we've come down now to the Ormer Road Police Station, which surveys all that happens here. This time last year, police seemed ready to act to prevent any further flags being erected along this road. Now, there's just a statement to say why they're not prepared to intervene. The statement says the removal of flags is not the responsibility of the police, who will only act to remove flags where there are substantial risks to public safety. Now, those opposed to the flags make much of the changing nature of the Ormer Road community. The area used to have a Protestant majority, but the recent census showed how the demographics have changed, with almost 57% of people living here now Catholic, while just 27% are now classed as Protestant. What's your opinion about the flying of flags along the road?
They don't bother me or nothing, but people, it intimidates our people, you know what I mean? It's a wee bit of intimidation there.
Local unionist politicians like Christopher Stalford of the DUP say what's needed is tolerance and cool heads.
Ballinafy is a settled, mixed community. Now, if those words are to mean anything, it means that the unionist community in that part of the town is able to manifest their culture and their identity, as is their tradition during the months of July and of August. If the flags are not of a paramilitary nature, then I don't see how any reasonable person could object. The police obviously said last year what they said and then actually reversed their position and clarified that it did not constitute a breach of the peace what happened last year. I think that people need to show cool heads at this time of the year. Tolerance doesn't mean destroying every vestige of identity and tradition. Tolerance means that people are respected and that their tradition is respected. And I think that in Ballinafy we have a long history of tolerance and understanding, and I would certainly urge people to show that in this instance. I think that this is a well-established tradition, and if the phrase shared is going to mean anything, then that means that the unionist community in that part of the town are able to manifest their culture and their tradition during the months of July and August.